When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another whiskey review, kind of.
Already starting?
Yeah, dude.
Why not? Was not ready for that.
Why not?
I don't. Dude,
you'd
knows?
Always be ready, dude.
Welcome
always
back, baby.
Always be closing.
Always be drinking.
We don't have a whiskey today, though.
I know, but we're filming a Wednesday spirit review. How's
release?
That?
No, because it doesn't have the WW.
Anyways, hey.
Wednesday
welcome
water
back.
Review.
Shh.
We got tapped today.
Oh,
what's up?
All right, we got this at Addie's. You really probably most likely definitely can't find this somewhere else. Alma del Jaguar is a
Spanish is super nice today.
It's an incredible tequila. It's 100% blue agave. We are going to be tasting the Reposado version of it, and a portion of all of their proceeds go towards Jaguar conservation. The nom of this tequila, for those interested, is 1414. Yes, 1414. Nice and easy to remember. Quick tips and nuggets for all of you. It is a stone brick oven cooking method, and it is roller mill for the extraction, open air for the fermentation, and double distilled. So it is incredibly smooth. It is around $70 in the great state of New York. It is 80 proof, and obviously it's out of Mexico because it's a reposado. You're around 3 to 6 months for the aging, but this is my personal favorite tequila to date, so we wanted to share it with you guys. Obviously, it has been opened. This is out of my collection, which we'll talk about later, but wanted to review it just to kind of spice up the Wednesday whiskey reviews and giving you guys a different spirit. So today it's going to be a tequila.
It's cool that all that information for like the production notes is on the side. Is that typical for tequila that you've seen?
No. Not typical. It is nice to have, especially when you're doing not just something like what we're doing today, but just in general.
Yeah.
If you want to just kind of talk about it while pouring it with friends and things at your house, it's just nice to have that quick right in your face, just because there's so much involved in tequila. It's just such a large umbrella from a spirit category. So trying to remember every single nuance is difficult. There's people out there that do, but this is just a phenomenal piece for the label and branding. I like their label. I like it a lot. I like the ribbon on top. It is simple to open. It is a real cork. I'm for my label branding to kick off the review. For those that are new, label branding, initial taste, any note, final rating, would you have it in your collection, is our process that we're going to go through. For the label and branding here, I'm at an A++ check.
Oh, Jesus. Why so high?
Well, it's a real cork. I love Jaguars, and I like that. What?
The light just went off. It's fine. No
here
worries.
We go. Production issues. But I just like the fact that they have everything that you need directly on the label. They're not trying to hide anything. They're very forthcoming. But at the same time, it's just it's clear, concise, it's clean, and it's very easy to see on the shelf because most people don't have a Jaguar directly on their label.
I do like their little jagged top to the label, too. It makes it look not as boring. Mm-hmm. You said A++ check.
Yeah.
Let's go A++.
A++. Fine.
This was in a packaging, it'd be pretty cool, but like...
I agree.
So when you had this the first time, what... I'll let you do the pouring since this is your boy here. But
oh, sure.
What... also, you work for me, but anyway, just kidding. Part owners, 50-50.
Into facto.
What really led you to having this be your favorite? Is it the nose? Is it the initial taste, which we'll talk in a little bit? Is it because you have Parkinson's?
Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I don't know either.
You had a stroke mid-pour. What brought you to this?
Well, when we had their rep...
You're on another level today. Maybe it was Whiskey Riot last night.
Legitimately haven't even drank anything yet. Okay. Anyways.
Any Hoosiers.
When we had the rep Mario, who's out of Jersey, he came into Buffalo, sat down with us from the Dirty Jurors, and we dove through their entire lineup. What we've realized is, oh, we've had garbage tequila our entire lives, and now that we're having something that's 100% blue agave, it's only made us that more interested in the tequila spirits in general. The thing that drew me to this is how clean it is, how smooth it is, and how flavorful it is, which drew me immediately into Reposados. I didn't realize that it was that complex, that it was that involved. They also have an insane way of distilling it. I believe they drop it into like a massive mine. Mario talked about it, which if you wanted to head on over to our channel and then watch that interview, we recorded it in Addy's tasting room. He dove through all of the different options that they have. They have Blancos, Reposados, but it's just an amazing nom. 1414. So that's what drew me to it, was really just the overall experience of the nose and the initial taste. I didn't realize tequila could actually taste that good, neat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I've had garbage tequila my entire life.
Right. So on the nose, it's very, obviously very honey, like with tequila, especially coming from a bourbon palate. The number one thing that you get, well, you get honey and bourbon, so you're already kind of attuned to getting that honey note.
Yeah.
But this is just complete agave syrup to me.
I agree with you. It's very agave forward in the nose, which to me is enticing, and it brings you right back into, okay, this is not my normal pour for, you know, for the day. So it is enticing from my standpoint, and it does cling to the glass, which I also like.
Yeah. What else are you getting in here besides? I'm kind of getting almost
like a sea salt.
Sea salt. I was kind of getting a little melon too, like fresh melon.
Yeah.
A little bit. But that's digging. Like for me, especially with the agave being so overpowering, it takes a little bit more to dig a little deeper to get those secondary notes because the agave is very straightforward and it just punches you in the face.
Yes.
Because agave already in honey is a very difficult note to parse through because it's so thick and viscous. So once you start getting more in the actual glass, you're kind of picking some of those light fruits, but nothing too crazy.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Nose for me, I'm going to go A minus. I don't hate this nose.
No, I don't either. I would agree with the A minus. I think that...
I agree.
I personally like smoke. Obviously, we all know this. So if there was some smoky aspect to it, you can kind of pick it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing too over the top. This is pretty well-rounded.
Yes. Initial taste. It's so crisp. It's almost like a fresh apple crispness that you get. I'm not saying I taste apple, but that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. It dissipates pretty quick, too.
Yes. Yes, it does. It's just unbelievably clean.
Yeah. And honestly, it's just like those little pokes of honey that you're getting. I can see why you drink this a lot, because it doesn't change your day at all.
No.
Like, it's just a solid tequila that just honestly tastes somewhat like honey water.
Mm-hmm. But you can sip this at a reasonable rate. It's not going to destroy you, being an 80 proof. Mm-hmm. And it allows you to just do something different. A lot of people after work go home and crush, like, 6 beers just because, you know, it's something simple and consistent. It might be McUltra or Miller Lite. A lot of people go home and they don't want to necessarily deal with a bourbon that they sip on throughout the night, depending on the person. So if someone's not absolutely in love with bourbons and ryes, they're likely like not a scotch drinker, this might be a good alternative to recommend to somebody of, hey, this is something that you can put on the rocks, you can have it neat, you can sip it for a long period of time, it's not going to ruin your night, it's an 80 proof, you'll feel good after a couple glasses, and at the same time, it's something that you can sip on and treat almost like a delicacy if it was a difficult Tuesday, for an example.
There is a little sulfur note to this, and it is woody.
It's definitely woody, and obviously because it's a Reposado, it's getting a little bit more time in the cask. But again, to me, I don't know, I like it a lot. It's matured in American and French oak.
Yeah.
So, and it's a deep well for the water source.
So what are you doing for this one? Are you giving it a like, where are you going with initial
taste? I'm a flat A for the initial taste.
I'll agree with that, flat A.
I agree.
Have you ever had, do they have an Anejo and an extra Anejo?
They have, so Addy's has three of their SKUs. They have the higher proof, which we recently had in one of their, the monthly classes that we do there. They have a Blanco and a Reposado.
Okay, so they don't go so deeper than that.
And I think their Anejo is the higher proof, I believe.
So there is an Anejo.
They may, yeah.
We can quickly check the app, but I'm fairly certain. I mean, their main stakes are the Blanco and the Reposado on the shelf. Yeah. The Reposado is like never there. A lot of people buy it. Not saying it's an inventory issue, but it moves.
Yeah.
Safe to say.
All right, so ending note.
Yep. I'm really getting the honey on the ending note than I am the initial taste. The initial taste, I'm still getting some of that agave. But the ending note is just kind of like a little bit of sugar.
Yeah.
And then some honey to like make it well-rounded.
Yeah. I think for my ending note, definitely that honey. But then there's that like sulfur kind of mineralistic ending note, and it's very dry.
Yeah.
Like the ending note goes away very quickly. It's not one of those that has a lingering taste.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Obviously, I'm not a big tequila guy like you are. So my assumption would be that honey would linger longer just because of how viscous it is. This doesn't linger at all. It's very quick, and I'm left with that sulfur mineralistic note, which I do like because it's different than what I traditionally drink.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good.
Would you go like B++ on the ending note?
Yeah, B plus check.
B plus check,
I think.
All right, so right now we currently have A++ label branding, A- nose, A on the initial taste, and a B+ check on the ending note.
I think that's solid.
100%.
Yeah.
Give me that countdown for that final rating.
3, 2, 1. 90. 91.
Yeah, 90.5. Solid rating.
Yeah. I like it. So with this being $70, is this your favorite because it tastes good and it's a relatively good price point?
The thing with tequilas is that you can quickly rise in price, quickly. And this being $60 to $70 allows you to maintain it in your collection, not feel awful buying a bottle, and at the same time, it forces you to sip, so you're not just absolutely murdering it, which is, it's nice. This is like an amazing option to grill in the summer with.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a very clean option. Like you said, you don't really feel gross after having it. It kind of drinks like, I'm not saying it tastes like, but it kind of drinks to me similar, like you're saying, summertime, like a very nice, ready-to-drink cocktail or something, where you don't even know that you're drinking alcohol because it's just so honey-forward, it takes over the taste, and it's an 80 proof. So, yeah, this is pretty clean.
Would you have this in your collection?
I mean, yes, I would have this in my collection for a tequila option just based off of what you just said. It's a relatively good price point. You can start getting really expensive. I would see what their Anejo is, if their Anejo is comparable in price and it tastes a little bit deeper because I do like whiskey notes traditionally. So I would be interested to see how that tastes in comparison to this. But right off the bat, if I wanted a tequila option and I wanted something good quality that wasn't going to break the bank, I would have this in my collection.
Same.
Cool. Yeah! Well, thank you everybody for joining today's tequila review on Wednesday Tequila Reviews. This is a new thing going forward, no more whiskey. This was just a really interesting option. If you do have this in a store locally to you or anything from Jaguar, definitely go check that out. It has no relation to the car company. It's just that they do give back to Jaguar Preservations. So really appreciate everybody joining us today for the Wednesday Tequila Review. If you did have this with us today, we always recommend drink responsibly. Be a good person. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.